Praise the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise your name and glorify you. The entrance of your word, as always, brings light. Let that light shine and illuminate every heart here this morning. And we know, Lord, that except the Lord build the city, or build the house, or anything that is builded, because the builder of all things is the Lord, and except he build it, the builder labors in vain. Now, Lord, except the Holy Spirit anoint the hearts of both, not only the listeners, but also the voice of the speaker, except you inscribe by your Spirit these words into our hearts this morning, it is in vain. But it shall not be in vain. Amen?
Amen.
The Lord will inscribe these words in our hearts, and the name of the Lord will be glorified in the message of the Lord. We give the Lord the praise and the glory. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Well, I think you'll be shouting some more when you hear the message. Amen.
Amen.
So this morning, I want to start here in the book of Hebrews chapter 11. And my message is Faith Horizons. Now, that's Faith Horizons. So I'm going to start at Hebrews chapter 11. And I want to read verse 13. Is where I'm going to start. Now, I've preached on this text before, various times and so forth, so you can check it out on the website. But hear this morning. Be a different revelation this morning. Now, Hebrews 11 and 13. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. So these people, they saw the promise of God afar off. Well, the promise, you know, whatever promise they were looking for, we know what they were looking for, but whatever it is, you know, they saw it afar off, you know, which means, well, it wasn't quite time, but they didn't let the fact that it wasn't quite time, they didn't let that, you know, hinder them. They kept on pressing on, and they embraced the promise for themselves. They were persuaded that it belonged to them. You know, they confessed that, you know, they were strangers. You can listen to the message, the Anatomy of Faith on the website, or the Essentials of Faith, and you'll hear more about these kinds of things and so forth. But today, I want to concentrate on this first part. They saw the promises of God afar off. Now, I'm not an academic preacher. In other words, you know, I don't like to, you know, use, you know, preach academics and all of that when I preach, or human knowledge, you know, because we don't want your faith to be in human wisdom. Amen?
Amen,
amen, folks?
Amen.
But we want you to hear the power of God. So we love to preach by revelation and by the power of the Lord. But, you know, I'm going to explain some things to you today. You know, before I go into the strong part of the message, let me first of all explain what, you know, something about horizon. And, you know, and this may be the academic or whatever part, you know, but I'm just going to say, you know, so, because, you know, now, what is a horizon? You know, so let me explain that. Now, the message is Faith Horizons this morning. And there are many uses of the word horizon. You know, as you may know, one use is it's kind of like a skyline, or the place, you know, the line where apparently, now notice that's the word, where apparently the earth and the sky seem to meet. So that might be what called a horizon or a skyline, you know. So, but people, you also use the word horizons in various ways. You know, some people say, well, new horizons, you know. And they might even say, well, you know, his horizons are limited and so forth. So we see that, you know, there's various uses for this word horizon. Now, I'm going to give you a scientific calculation of, you know, how. Now, just stay with me. You know, I think you will enjoy the message, and the Lord's going to bless your heart. But, you know, I'm going to give you a scientific calculation of how, I mean, the distance to the horizon. You know, so You know, and there is a message, there's a revelation in this. You know, so the there is a formula actually for how science calculates the approximate distance to the horizon from the observer. You know, so I said approximate. You know, assuming that the distance to the horizon is in miles, you know, then the formula is the distance from where you are, you know, will be equal approximately to, for those of you who are students, you know, and so forth, this may interest you, 1.22 times the square root of h, where h is the height where you are. In other words, the height above sea level. Now, you may not understand all that, but let me make it simple. Suppose that h, now h is in feet, but d is in miles. Now, suppose that h is 4 feet. That means, you know, you are 4 feet above sea level. Well, the square root of 4 is 2. So if you multiply 1.22 by 2, you get 2.44. Now, so if you are, you know, this, if you are at 4 feet high, the approximate distance of the horizon will be about 2.4 miles from where you are. Now, that's assuming that there is no obstruction, you know, now, but the horizon is generally sometimes obstructed by trees, mountains, buildings, you know, maybe bad weather or whatever. Now, if you are at 9 feet, now I'm using some numbers that are easy to find the square root of. So if you are at 9 feet high, square root of that is 3. 3 times 1.22 will be 3.66 miles. So if you are at 9 feet high, your horizon is about 3.66 miles. Whereas if you are at 4 feet high, your horizon is about 2.4 miles, and so forth. Now, imagine if you were standing on Mount Kilimanjaro, or whatever, you know. You know, in fact, you know, if you're standing on something that's about 83,000 feet high, you know, your horizon might be as much as 240-something to 300 miles. Now, consider that. Now, this is science. You know, this is science. Science is telling you that, you know, and look, in case you don't understand all that, let me give you a simple illustration that everybody will understand. If everybody were to stand up here, let's say we had a full house and a full crowd and so forth, and you're looking for somebody, and you stand here, you know, it'll be easier for you to spot the person if you stand higher. Would you agree? Or even if you raise up yourself much higher, then you can look above the crowd. How many of you know what I'm talking about? So, you know, you can see higher, you know, you can see farther when you go higher. You know, so, you know, that's a background to the teaching. Now, this is a teaching plus preaching this morning. I'm going to teach first, and I'm going to preach the message. You know, so I'm teaching it now so you can get an understanding of this. You know, so, you know, if you are at this level, and granted that there is no, for somebody about my height, okay, granted that there is no, you know, what any other visual obstructions, my horizon, what they say, I mean, I'm approximately about 5'6" or something like that, my horizon will be about 2.9 miles away, you know. For somebody who's taller, who can see further, assuming that there is no obstruction, you know, then they say that the horizon is farther away. Now, keep all of that in mind and consider this as well. There is also, even this is what they say there, you know, there is what's called the true horizon. This is what I just described. But there is the visual or visible horizon. The visible horizon is the one that you actually see because of distractions or obstructions, you know, mountains, hills, and different things that may be in your way, trees, buildings, and so on. You know, and there's also a scientific phenomena that is called refraction. You know, there's something called atmospheric refraction. What does that mean? Well, when light travels through the atmosphere, sometimes it gets bent because of, you know, air density, depending on where the height that you're in and all that. So assuming that there is none of those things, the formula that I gave you would hold. Now you say, for somebody who says he's not an academic preacher, what's all that about? Well, you know, I said that just so you know that this is not about academics. You know, but, you know, I thought the Lord actually, when I was, you know, gave me this message, and I, you know, he prompted me to look up Horizon. I said, well, I don't like to read dictionaries and definitions and so forth when I preach. I just like the Holy Spirit to inspire me. But, you know, the Lord urged me to look it up anyway, so I looked up, and that's where I found all these things that I just told you. You know, I said, wow, you can look it up too when you go home. You know, check it up on the dictionaries, on the website, and I mean on the internet, and so on and so forth. Now, how does this apply, you know, to our message this morning? Now, consider that that's all in the natural. What I just told you is natural. There's nothing spiritual necessarily about what I said. It's just, you know, natural stuff, you know. But science bears it out. Now, what about, you know, in the spiritual? I mean, if, remember, the Bible says that first comes the natural, then after that, the spiritual. That means also that, you know, sometimes you have to look, just like the Bible says, even nature teaches you certain things. Now, that means that sometimes, I mean, real science, which is true science, will never contradict the scriptures. Amen? I mean, any science falsely called so may contradict the scripture, but true science will never contradict the scriptures. So, now, if science can tell you these things, then, well, what are we talking about then? Well, go back to our text for this morning, which is in Hebrews 11 and 13. When you can see the promises of God afar off, then you can begin to look at what this thing says. First, you need to be persuaded of those promises. Amen? You've got to be persuaded. In other words, you know, you need to know that God, who promised, is able to do what he said. Now, let me read to you a definition of faith in the Bible, and I'll give you my own interpretation. Now, faith in Hebrews 11 and verse 1 says that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. You know, so now, but I say that, well, that's good and that's correct. But faith, now, this kind of faith that I'm talking about today, you know, faith can see as near things that are yet afar off. Amen? Amen, amen, folks? Amen. Now, faith can also see God turning everything around for your good, even when everything still looks crooked and upside down. Amen? Amen. That's right. Faith can see those things. I'm going to show you some things on how to apply this faith. I want to bring this down so you can see how to apply it. And God also showing us through the scriptures, you know, everything that God does in the scriptures, he always, you know, puts it out there, you know, and it's kind of like, you know, he would just say it ahead of time. He would say, you know, and it shall come to pass that at such a time, you know, like we preached the other day, it shall come to pass that in that day, right, his burden shall be broken from off your neck because of the anointing. You know, but see, God puts it out there first. Or he might say, well, sanctify yourselves today, for tomorrow the Lord will do some great thing among you. So the Lord will put it out there. He'll show what's going to happen. You know, wow, the Lord already, of course, already has foreknowledge. Amen? 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 How many of you would agree that the Lord has foreknowledge of all things? Well, if you don't know that, well, you don't know very much about the Lord. But the Lord has foreknowledge of all things. As a matter of fact, the Lord has also foreknowledge of, you know, his eternal purpose. And that cannot, there's nothing anybody can do about it. It's the eternal purpose of God shall stand. Amen? Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. You know, so, and, but, you know, when God, you know, what God is, what is foreknowledge to God, as far as I'm concerned, for me, it's faith. Amen. Faith to me, you know, I mean, I, you know, if you have real faith, you can approach almost what God sees by foreknowledge. In other words, you know, God's already seen it. Well, I don't know the future, but I believe God. Amen. Amen, amen, folks. Amen. If God says it, I believe it, and that settles it. Praise ye the name of the Lord. So I can see it afar off. You know, even though it's not quite there yet, or I'm not quite there yet, but I can begin to confess it right now. Now, faith is now, and faith will see the things that are far off and begin to bring them now. You know, so the things that are in the horizon or way out there, your faith can begin to pull them closer. Amen? Amen. The Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 4, turn with me to verse 17. I'm going to read from 17 to 21. Romans chapter 4. And let's see how God talks about, you know, how God even explains this for us so that you can understand this. Now, it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, talking about Abraham and so forth. Now, so Abraham, we know, before God changed his name to Abraham, his name was Abram. And when God promised him that he would be the father of many nations, you know, it took 25 years for that promise for him to even have a seed. His own, you know, that God promised him through Sarah. As of that time. But the Bible says that Abraham understood something. He knows that God quickens the dead. And that God can call things which are not as though they already are. Hallelujah. That's for Romans 4 and 17. So God called the things which are not. In other words, things which are still afar off. He calls them as though they already are. He can say to the crooked serpent, the seed of the woman shall bruise your head. Amen. And that was yet to be thousands of years to come. And he can say it right there. You know, he can say to Abraham, when he hadn't even had a child, he can say, I know of a surety that your seed, he hasn't even had a child yet, you know, your offspring and your generations and so forth, they will be oppressed in a land and so forth, in a strange land for 400 years. And afterwards, I will bring them out by a strong hand. And then I will punish that nation by whom they were oppressed. And Abraham didn't even have a child yet. And God can say those things. Because God's already seen it, and he can say. Now, when God said to Abraham, you know, this is the promise and so forth, well, Abraham said, well, that's cool. I'm going to change my name to prove it. Amen. Amen. Amen, folks. Amen. You say, well, God told him to do that. Yes, God did tell him to do it, but what if he didn't believe it? Or he didn't carry through with it? So he believed God, and he changed his name, and he told all his peers that I will be the father of nations. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And people in the world are doing these things. The Bible says the children of this world are wiser in their own generation than even. I mean, people are doing it. You know, people of faith do it too, but even regular people do it. They'll say to their children, you know, you will be a doctor. Hello, are you still with me, folks? You will be such and such. And you will be this and you will be that. Well, what is it they're saying? Well, they're trying to speak positive things into their lives. You know what? The people of faith, you know, should be doing more of that. Amen? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. The fathers, the patriarchs in those days, leaning upon a staff, you know, and so forth, they can say the things that will happen to all the generations, you know. I mean, Jacob, he can say all of that concerning all the 12 tribes. He can just say it by faith, and it will come like that, you know, and so forth. I'll tell you something, too, you know, that God has already said concerning us. Amen? Concerning the sons of God. He's already said this. Now listen to this in Romans chapter 8. Here's what he said. Now, verse 28. This will go right with this message. You've got to have faith to understand Romans 8 and 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Well, if things don't seem right now to be working together for your good, you can say, I can see everything turning around for my good. Amen. Because God said, I will make the crooked places straight. He always says ahead what he's going to do. He doesn't just do it. You know, Isaiah 45 and verse 2. I will go before thee, and I will make the crooked places straight. You know, so right now things are crooked. But you can say that God already said, I will make the crooked places straight. So you can say, I can see the crooked things in my life are already straight. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can see things turning around for my good. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. So he said, look, for them that are called according to his purpose. Here's where the foreknowledge of God. For those whom he did foreknow, them he also did predestinate. Oh my goodness. And what did he predestinate them to be? To be conformed. That's right. He predestinated them to be conformed to the image of his son, so that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. And folks, let me tell it to you this way. And let me tell it to the devil. Let me tell it to any principalities out there. Jesus said, I will build my church. And God said, they will be like the Christ. Yes. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand clap for that. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. One day, the Lord will allow me to preach one message that I've been holding out on. You know, they will be like the Christ because he already foreknew it. Well, the Bible says in 1 John 3 and verse 2, now are we the sons of God. Although it doesn't quite look like it yet, you know. But I'm not going to let the fact that it doesn't quite look like it yet stop me. I'm going to declare that I will become in the image of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Because there is a process to it. John chapter 1 and verse 12. For as many as received him, he gave them power to become. So there is a process of becoming. To become the sons of God. Hallelujah. But now we already are the sons of God. Don't be looking for sons of God somewhere. Now are we the sons of God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what he says. 1 John 3 verse 2. Now are we the sons of God. Now although it doesn't quite look like what we should be yet. We don't look exactly quite like the Christ yet. But we will be like the Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. When it's all said and done, we will be exactly like the Christ. There will be no distinguishing marks between Christ and us. Because he will be the firstborn among many brethren. The Holy Spirit will line everything up. Christ and all the brethren. And they will look exactly the same. Praise ye the name of the Lord. That's right. Otherwise the scripture will be broken. But the scripture cannot be broken. That is the way it will be, folks. Praise God. But he that had this hope in himself must purify himself. Having therefore, dearly beloved, these promises, let us cleanse ourselves from all spiritual uncleanness. Amen? That's right. That's what it says in 2 Corinthians 7 and verse 1. So, we must believe the word of God. Now, that's the spiritual side of it. Even for things, you know, we must believe God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, I can also say that Jesus said, I have chosen you. Amen. You have not chosen me. And I have ordained you to go out and bear much fruit. And that your fruit should remain. So if my fruit is not remaining, I can say, I can see things turning around. Hallelujah. That the fruit shall remain. Because that's what the scripture says. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And the scripture cannot be broken, folks. Amen. When the Bible also says in John 8 and 51, if any man keep my saying, he shall not see death. You say, well, you know, how about all the people that died from Abraham and up? Are you greater than our father Abraham? You know, and all these people and so forth. Because that's what Jesus said. You know, and they say, well, you know, and then people say, well, gee, you know, people have been dying since the world began. Well, how then was it that, and we preached on this before, when we preached on trailblazers of faith. You know, everybody died before Enoch, but Enoch believed God. Amen. Amen, folks. You know, praise the Lord. So that's a scripture which you can believe. only by revelation. That he that keepeth my sayings shall never taste death. Well, I don't care whatever else is going on. You know, let God be true. Amen. And everybody else a liar. Amen. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, you know, my job is to believe the Lord. Now, God can do anything he wants, but I'm going to believe God. Praise God. And I want you folks to know that God, you know, here's another way of, let me just put it to you this way. Here's what faith does. Faith relies and understands that God has the ability. He knows, faith knows that, you know, God has the ability to do what he has promised. Amen?
Amen.
So let's read further in Romans 4. Let me read further in that. I jumped to another text there, but let me go back to that and read that part of it to bring this point home. Verse 18. We've already read in verse 17 that Abraham, God revealed to Abraham that he is able, God, able to call things that are not as though they already are. So Abraham believed that. Who against hope, against all odds, Abraham began to declare that I am the father of nations. Are you still with me, folks? He didn't have a child, not even one, but he said, I'm the father of nations. Hallelujah. And then being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body. He didn't even care. Look, faith doesn't look at the circumstances around. Faith only looks at the word of God. Amen?
Amen.
That's right. You know, whether your body is dying or dead and so forth, whether your wife is almost past the flower of her age and beyond, and she's 90 years old and you are almost 100 years old, doesn't matter. When God said it and you believe it, it is coming to pass. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So he was about 100 years old. Sarah's womb was already dead and all that. But he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. But he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Now listen to verse 21. And being fully persuaded. That's the same thing that we read in Hebrews 11:13. He was persuaded that what God has promised, he was also able to perform. Can you say amen?
Amen.
If you are persuaded, hallelujah. You know, what you need to do is you need to say, look, God already said that I will be the head and not the tail. So if right now you are the tail, well, you need to say, I see myself becoming the head. The trouble with people is sometimes they don't even have dreams anymore. You know, there was a young man that used to have dreams. And he said, well, I see myself becoming a great man. You know, I see my brothers, 11 of them, making obeisance to me. I see the sun and the moon and so forth. He just said all these things, you know. Of course, that was the interpretation. He didn't say it exactly like that, you know. And of course, he got into a lot of trouble for that and so forth. But he kept on believing it. Amen?
Amen,
amen, folks?
Amen.
And the purpose of God in his life could not be thwarted by all those evil plans. They tried to kill him. They tried to destroy him. They sell him into slavery, they threw him into jail, whatever. Each time that whatever action was taken against him moved him closer to the promise. Amen?
Amen,
amen, folks?
Amen.
And at the end of the day, because he kept believing it, the promise of God, you know, came to pass in his life. Amen?
Amen.
Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Listen to what God, how God can change situations around. You know, in the book of Psalm 113, turn with me to verses 7 to 9. You know, he says, God can change situations. Take somebody who is right now a beggar and change their situation and make them, you know, take the poor out of the dust, lift the needy out of the dunghill, take the beggars among the beggarly situation that they are in and put them among princes. Hallelujah, folks.
Hallelujah.
Even among the princes of his people. So if you are begging, well, David said, young, but now I'm older. I've never seen the righteous forsaken. No, he said begging bread. Now, if you're begging bread right now, you can say, the Lord said, you know, take the beggars out of the dunghill. Hallelujah.
You
set him among princes. And you can say, I can see myself sitting among princes. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Look, folks, you got to believe the word of God in order for the word of God to be established in your life. If the word of God is not mixed with faith, it's not going to be established. You know, but if you believe it, Hallelujah. God will watch over his word to perform it in your life. Amen.
Amen.
Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, listen to how God again declares the end from the beginning. You know, and if we have that same nature of God in us, we can do the same. In the book of Isaiah chapter 46, starting from verses 9 to 10, you know, he says, you know, the Lord declares the end. He knows the end from the beginning, and he declares it. Well, you know, I can declare the end from the beginning also by faith. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. You know, sometimes when you want, you know, when you pick up a new book, you know, and so on, you know, some people just go and read the epilogue or, you know, conclusion on the back or, you know, the whatever, the summary that they write, you know, to figure it out. Well, the end of the matter, you know, is you can turn to the end of the book, too, if you want. You can turn to Revelation 22 if you want and see the end of the matter there. Or you can turn to any part in the book of Revelation and see the promises of God. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. Can you say amen?
Amen?
That's the end of the matter. You know, if you overcome, you will inherit all things. And they shall sit with me in what? Amen? That's for the overcomer. That's the end of the matter. The end of the matter also says, behold, I come quickly. Bring in my reward with me. Are you looking for the coming of the Lord? Praise ye the name of the Lord. Well, I can also see by faith the coming of the Lord. I can see the clouds. My goodness. And I'm looking at the clouds on this screen right now. I was thinking about that, but I can see the clouds and I can see Jesus busting forth and I can see him calling, come up hither. Praise ye the name of the Lord. That's right. That's where I'm gunning for. Are you hoping? Is your hope in the Lord? Are you looking to go in those chariots of fire? Hallelujah. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Well, let me come back down to, you know, material things, which, you know, resonates with more people. And so forth, you know. Well, Isaiah chapter 54. Isaiah 54, and let me read the first few verses of that chapter. Praise ye the Lord. Sing, O barren, thou that is not bare, break forth into singing and cry aloud. That means, look, if your life is not productive right now, it's not just for barren women. Well, barren women too, you know. But if you're barren, in any way, Jesus said we are called to bear fruit. So if your life is not bearing fruit, you know, and so forth like that, if you have, you know, this scripture is for you. You know, you can also say, well, I can see my barrenness turning around. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. That is not travail with child, break forth into singing, because more are the children of the desolate than the married wife, saith the Lord. Remember the message, the crossing of the hands? God can do anything. God can take you from where you are, you know, which and put you into places where you said, I don't even deserve. Amen. Because that is how the election of grace works. Amen. For the children having not yet done either good or evil. In Romans chapter 9, God said unto the woman, the twins that are in your womb, the elder shall serve the younger. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And that younger, when he came out, he had his hand on his brother's heel, boy. And from the beginning, he was grabbing at everything. And he said, well, I'm going to be greater. Because the word of prophecy, I don't know how he knew it. But he was always, you know, and the next thing you know, well, he came indeed greater. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And I'll tell you something to you. Enlarge the place of your tent. Don't sell yourself short. If you are in partnership with God, then think big. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Some of you may not understand that, but I don't know how else to say this message. If God is your partner, then make big plans. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And light the place of your tents. Don't think small, think big. Because I have a very big God. Hallelujah. Is your God big? Let him stretch forth the place of your tents and your habitations and so forth. Strengthen your stakes, lengthen your cords, spare not. You know, he said, because thou shalt break forth with no limits. Hallelujah. So if you are not breaking forth right now, you can say, I can see myself breaking forth. I can see things turning around for my good. Hallelujah. If you are sick right now, you can say, I can see myself healed. Amen. I know one time I was sick and so forth like that. You heard the story. You know, and I, you know, many years ago, 11, 12 years ago, hospital and so forth. And I refused to lay down in that bed. Doctors came about and said, where is the patient? I said, right here. Well, didn't look like the patient. Well, you know, I said, well, you know, I don't belong here. You know, of course, you know, the Lord allowed me to go through all that and so forth, but I had to use my faith. Praise ye the name of the Lord. You've got to use your faith. I said, well, you know, I said, well, you'll be bedridden for 6 to 8 months and so forth like that and all that. You know, I said, well, in 3 days, I was back to work. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Because I said, look, you know, a devil cannot hold me down. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Sickness cannot hold me down. By his word, Jesus has foreknown me. By his word, he has lifted me up. By his word, he's already healed me. Can I get an amen on that? By his stripes, ye were already healed. So if you're sick right now, well, you know, hey, look, you're not a sick person. There's no sick person in the kingdom of God. You know, you may have a sickness, but you are not a sick person. How many of you can say amen? Because Jesus already healed you. The devil may bring sickness sometimes and so forth, but you are not a sick person. Neither are you ever a failure, said the Lord. Hallelujah. Because God has won the victory for you. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Amen. So, you know, never sell yourself short. Never sell yourself short. Always believe positive and good things that the Lord has already said in his word. Now, I'm not talking about just believing anything. I'm talking about believing the word of God. Because for faith to be valid, it has to be based on the word of God. Not just faith based in faith. You know, so no. But I'm talking about faith that is based upon the word of God. Faith that sees the promise afar off and lays hold on it and brings it near. Amen. And the Bible says, though it tarry, wait for it, because it will not tarry long, saith the Lord. Amen. Amen. Are you willing to wait for it? You know, he says, look, thou shalt not be ashamed, neither shalt thou be confounded, and thou shalt not be put to shame. Hallelujah. These are the promises of God. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Now, the Bible also says in Isaiah chapter 43, listen to this. Isaiah 43, it says in about verse 18 and so forth. Now, I want to bring a revelation out of this one. Turn with me to Isaiah 43 and let's see what it says. Isaiah 43, verse 18. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. And shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in there. Now, what is a wilderness? A wilderness is kind of like somebody who's wandering around lost. Amen? You know, confused right now, lost, you are wandering around and so forth. You can say, I can see my way clearly. Amen, folks. With the eye of faith, you can see these things. You can see, you know, even if you seem to be in a wilderness right now, you can, by faith, see that God is going to make a way in the wilderness. God is going to make rivers in the desert places. And you can see that river. You can see those things and so forth. Now, well, you know, even signs, you know, that we talked about, you know, and so forth. You know, I'm going to bring you back to that and so on. Talked about, you know, the higher you go, the longer you can see. You know, the farther ahead you can see and so forth. You know, granted that there is no additional obstruction. Well, that means you must build up your most holy faith. Amen? You cannot remain babes in the Lord. You cannot. You can't still, you know, just be drinking milk and all these things, you know, all the time. Can you imagine somebody who has a baby, you know, and so forth, 4 years, 5 years, all they're still drinking is milk? Are you still with me, folks? Are you still with me?
Yes.
You know, the baby, at some point, they better start eating some protein, some meat, and some good things. You can't just be drinking milk all the time. You know, so, when you begin to elevate your faith, the more of God's word that you digest, As it is written, this word of the Lord shall not depart out of your mouth. The more of God's word that you digest and you speak, the higher your faith begins to go. And the higher your faith grows, the longer the range of your vision. Amen. So let me define, having said that, let me now define this, horizon. Let me define it a different way. You know, this is the way that I would define it for you now, based on what I just said. Now, remember, I said the higher you go, the more you can see and so forth like that. You can look at the distance to that horizon, basically, as the range of your vision. Amen? Amen, folks? I mean, I already explained that at the beginning of this message. It's the range of your vision. That's how far you can see, because once the land apparently meets the sky, you can't see any further than that. You know. So, but the higher you get, we're told that the range of your vision increases. Amen? So, faith horizon can be defined this way then. You see? Now, the range of your spiritual vision, the range of your understanding, the range of your knowledge and revelation, that's right, in the ability of God to fulfill his word, begins to increase the higher you go. So, the range increases. You can see further. You know, the person that's at a lower level can only see so far. When they go higher, they can see even further. When you elevate yourself by faith, when you walk up your most holy faith, build up your most holy faith, the Bible says, when you elevate yourself, you know, you can get to a higher level and you can even see farther. Hallelujah. Praise God. And if you have your senses exercised correctly, well, then you can believe anything that God has said, despite what it looks like right now. You can say, well, I see the situation that I am right now, but I can see everything turning around for my good. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, whatever it is that you are facing today, God can make it turn around for your good. Amen. If you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
The limit or range of perception, knowledge, understanding, expectation, or revelation. That's a new definition for horizon. Spiritual horizon. Faith horizon. The limit or the range of your perception, your knowledge, your understanding, your expectation, and your revelation. That's right. That's the extent of your vision. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. So you might say that, you know, this is kind of like, wow, if I can believe more, then I can hold out longer. You know, it doesn't really matter. You know, the person that has faith, to God, it's all the same. You know, one day with the Lord is 1,000 years. If you have faith, it doesn't make the Lord any difference. You know, God will do for... Look, if you have real faith, praise the name of the Lord. You know, this may... You know, this, if you believe God, if you have real faith, you can believe God for anything. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Anything at all. You know, amen. You know, I've been in situations where I pray and I say, Lord, you know, you heard me then as though it was today. That's right. You know, I mean, some situation which I didn't have a chance to pray for, you know, I didn't know what happened and so forth. And I pray now. I say, God, you know. Because God was there then. And he saw that I was be praying right now. You know, and if you can believe that, you know, God already seen it. So the situation that you are in today, God's already made a way of escape. Amen. And if you can pray now, you say, well, God already heard you then. You know, I believe that any prayer that I make today, God's already heard it many, many years ago. Amen.
Amen.
Praise ye the name of the Lord. So even, you know, whatever situation that I may be in, God's already known about it. You know, before I got there. Praise ye the name of the Lord. So he's already gone ahead. Now listen to this. Let me read a couple of other scriptures, and then there's a few more things that we will share here. Now, I want to remind you that the topic here we're talking about is faith horizon. You know, so let's read here. I want to finish this scripture because I didn't quite read it. I just kind of quoted it. But I really want to read it. So go back to, with me, if you will, to Isaiah chapter 46. And I want to read verse 9. Now, one scripture says, never mind the former things of old. This other scripture says, remember the things of old. There's a reason why, and I want to point that out. You know, don't dwell on the past, except for when you call to remembrance the great things that the Lord has already done. Amen. The testimonies of yesteryears should give you strength for today's conflicts. For today's conflict, draw strength from the testimonies of yesterday. Amen. That's why David said, the Lord that delivered the bear and the lion into my hand, because he is counting on the testimonies of before, he will deliver this uncircumcised Philistine into my hand today. Amen. Amen. So that's all you have to do with that. But God will bring to remembrance, because these children of Israel, they forgot very quickly all the great things that the Lord did. And he always used to tell them, I am the Lord that brought you out of Egypt. Why did he always have to say that? Because people forget. The same thing today. People seem to forget. God, so many people here that have received tremendous miracles from God, and different things and so forth that God has done for you. Otherwise, you wouldn't be sitting here. Amen? Is that true? That's right. But even then all of a sudden, one day, you get into some situation and you get despondent. You get, frustrated and so forth. And you forget quickly how great the mercies of God have been in the past. And how great the power of God and so forth. So sometimes God will remind the people. So that's why he's doing here. You say, remember the former things of old. I am God and there is none else. Amen? Amen. I am God alone. There is none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning. That's right. From the beginning, God says what the end is going to be. That's the way he does. Now, so we can do the same. Hallelujah. Because God is calling us to say we should be like him. That's right. He wants us to be like him. I can do the same by faith. I can declare the end from the beginning, as long as the end that I'm declaring is according to what God's word has already said about me. Amen. Amen. Don't say anything about what you think. Just say what God's word has already said. Amen. What God's word says is what you need to repeat. Don't worry about what you think. Because one day, counseling somebody, you say, I'll just follow my heart. I say, forget that. Don't you ever follow your heart. Because the Bible says the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. So don't follow your heart. Follow the word of God. Amen. Now, if your heart, is circumcised, that's right. The word of God is there and so forth. Well, fine. But don't just follow your heart anyhow. Follow the word of God. The word of God will never fail. Praise ye the name of the Lord. So sometimes your thoughts and so forth, look. The devil, he'll bring thoughts and he'll bring all of these things and so forth. You cannot prevent the devil from bringing these thoughts. The thoughts of despondency, discouragement, and so on and so forth. But you don't have to let these thoughts fester in your mind. You don't have to dwell on those thoughts. You can say, get thee behind me, Satan. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well, somebody once said, look, you cannot prevent the birds from flying over your head, but you certainly can prevent them from building a nest on your head. Amen. That's right. Well, birds are going to fly. Well, that's okay. But you are not going to build no nest on my head. Praise ye the name of the Lord. It's like one of those birds that come to my house sometimes, and I don't even give them chance. You say, look, you go get your own house somewhere. You're not paying rent here. Don't build no poop net over here. And I get rid of them. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. there's some things that you can't prevent. You can't prevent, temptations, discouragement, thoughts, and so forth coming. But you can use the word of the Lord to weigh all those things off. Amen. To ward them off, rather. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And the devil, one time, the Bible says he took Jesus to a very high mountain. Why? So he could see a long horizon. That's right. It goes along with this message too. So took him to a very high mountain and he said, look, all these things, look around, just look around all the things. Will I give you? And Jesus said, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God only. Amen. For thus it is written, Praise ye the name of the Lord. That's how you defeat the devil. You go right back to the word of the Lord. You say, the Lord said, and it is written, thou shalt worship only the Lord thy God. So I'm not going to worship you or do anything like that. Praise ye the Lord. You know, now, if thoughts like that could come into Jesus' mind, you know, how much less you? You know, so you're going to get temptation, but you must ward off the temptation by the word of the Lord. You must stake your stand on the word of the Lord. Don't let the enemy tell you anything. The enemy will challenge you, come against you with different ways and so forth, co-workers and different things and so forth. You know, but well, you stand your ground on the word of God. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. I can see myself according to the word of the Lord. You know, you just declare the word of God. Well, for you to declare the word of God, you must know the word of God. That's right. If you don't know the word of God, these people that saw the promise afar off, if they didn't know the promise, they couldn't see it afar off. First, you must know what it is that God has promised concerning you. Hallelujah. And then when you know it, well, no matter what the situation is right now, then you begin to declare for yourself, I can see my situation changing. You know, my horizon is, you know. Now, there will be some of you here today that have, you know, larger range on your horizons. Some of you, your horizons are very limited. You just, you know, you just sell yourself short. That's all you can see is just now. You can't see afar off, you know. Can't see afar off, you know. So, but, you know, unbelief will do that to you. Because, you know, the Bible says they limited the Holy One of Israel. You know, so God couldn't do very much for them. And even in the places where, you know, the people had unbelief, Jesus couldn't do a lot of miracles. You know, he just walked away. He said, well, these people don't believe anything. So he couldn't do much there. You know, so when you sell yourself short, God can't do very much for you. Praise ye the name of the Lord. But when you believe God, amen. Hallelujah, God will say, when he finds that you're really believing God, and I preached on this before when I preached on angels on assignment, you know, God will say to the angels, well, you go down there and make sure that my daughter such and such gets what she's believing for. Amen. Now, God loves that kind of challenge. Actually, the angels do, you know, because, you know, some of them are just bored to death. Yeah, you don't know what to do. They're just bored because you're not giving them anything to do. But when you begin to believe God, they begin to go into action. Amen. The Bible says, are they not ministering spirits sent forth on the behalf of those who shall be heirs of salvation? That's right. That's you. Praise the name of the Lord. So God has angels. And I tell you one thing. The angel of the Lord, in one night, he can slay 185,000. He can do that. So you don't even need to worry. God will fight your battles. Amen. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. If you believe the Lord, you can see afar off. You can see, rather than seeing the thorns, you can see the roses. Amen. You know, roses grow among thorns. And, you know, if you pluck, before they dress it up and nicely and put it in the stores, you know, if you look at it really, you know, some people will see thorns, others will see roses. Amen? Praise the Lord. And I asked a question one time here in the church. And I said, well, if I put, if I put up a glass and I fill it up about halfway, you know, and I ask you to describe it, some people might say it's a glass, it's a half empty glass of water. Another person might say it's a half full glass of water. Well, maybe they are both technically correct. You know, it's half empty, it's half full, one or the other. You know, but the person that says it's half empty, maybe they have a negative view of life. Maybe they see that the cup is diminishing. But the person that says it is half full, maybe they see that it is rising. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. I want to believe that the Lord is making my portion to rise. Amen. All the time. God anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Not diminishing, but running over. Hallelujah. Amen. My cup is running over. And I got to believe that. Even right now, if it is not running over, I can begin to sing the song. I can see everything turning around for my good. I can see my cup beginning to run over. Even if it doesn't look like it's running over, we see father of faith in the Bible, Abraham, he did that for 25 years. So it is scriptural. to do it. It's not mind over matter. It is scriptural to do that. Even Jesus himself used the same technique. You know, he used to tell his disciples, the people and the Pharisees and so forth, destroy this body, and in 3 days, hallelujah. He said it all the time. In 3 days, I will raise it up. And he would say, no sign will be given to this wicked and adulterous generation except the sign of Jonas the prophet. As he was in the belly of the whale 3 days and 3 nights, so shall be this. And he would begin to declare those things. He was declaring his resurrection. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Even before anything happened, he would be declaring it. Praise ye the name of the Lord. You know, and he kept doing that and so forth. Of course, they didn't understand anything that he was saying until after his resurrection. You know, but he kept declaring all the time. You know, he kept declaring. Praise ye the name of the Lord. So you must declare the future, your future, according to the word of God. That's what you must declare. Praise ye the name of the Lord. If you are students and you are in here and you are struggling, you need to say, I can see things turning around for me. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And if you are a parent, you know, whatever, you are a parent, you have a child that's wayward or whatever, you can say, I can see that prodigal son coming home. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I tell you something, folks. That father in Luke 15, every day he was out on the lookout. So what's going on down there? You know, is he coming home? Praise God. So as soon as he was a long way off, that man had faith. His horizon was long and he could see a pharaoh. And as soon as he was saying, that looks like my son. And he ran to meet him. And I tell you something, folks, great shall be the peace of your children. Amen. That's right. That's thus saith the Lord. He said again also, the Lord shall increase you more and more, ye and your children. I want to let you know, folks, that your horizon, you know, can increase based on how you build your faith. You know, if I ask little children in here, you know, if you ask a little child, you know, sometimes a little child might ask you for allowance, and if they are very little, you know, if you give them a quarter, they're good. Amen. Are you still with me? You give them a quarter, they are good. And maybe they get some ice cream or whatever, or, you know, they're so happy. You know, pretty soon, they figure out that a quarter, then they say, my goodness, a quarter can't do anything. And they might ask you for 2 quarters, you know, and then they are good, you know. But all along, they could have asked you for $1. See, but their horizon was limited. Are you still with me, folks? That's all they can see. They can only see so far. And then sometimes they'll say, oh, $1. And then their comprehension, see, the horizon begins to increase. And then suddenly they begin to comprehend. And you know, by the time they get to teenage boy, you give them $1, give them $20, it's nothing. Because they now their horizon, they can now understand, you know, and so forth like that. Well, you know, there be some of you today. If I tell you, if I ask you, especially you young folks here, and I tell you to say the biggest number that you know. Some people might say, I mean, some of the little ones, if you tell them to say the largest number they know, they might say 100. Maybe that's the largest they know. Another person may say 1 million. Somebody may say 1 trillion. Well, you can say anything you want. But I tell you something, folks, God is greater than the greatest number that you can feel. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, what God has for you compared to what you have right now. Let me put it the other way. What you have received from God so far compared to what God has for you is like you taking a bucket to the ocean. Amen?
Amen,
amen, folks?
Amen.
Take a bucket to the ocean. Take as much as you want. You cannot deplete that ocean. That's how great the Lord is. Praise ye the name of the Lord. But if you limit God to your bucket, well, that's all you will get. You know, you got to enlarge your coast. You got to enlarge your vision. You got to enlarge your horizon. How do you do it? By reading the word of God. By getting the word of God into your heart. By believing all that is in the word of God. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. One time Paul said, you know, after the manner that is called heresy, so worship I the God of my fathers. Acts 24 and 14. Believe in all things that are in the law and in the prophets. You know, believe in all things. Folks, you must believe every word of God. Deuteronomy 8 and verse 3. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. Anything that God has said in this scripture, concerning the goodness of God in your life. Whether it looks like that now or doesn't look like it, you must believe it. And when you believe it, you begin to confess it. You be persuaded that God is able to do it. Then you embrace it for yourself. Don't say, well, yeah, maybe God's going to be able to do it, but it's for somebody else. Well, no, it's not for somebody else. It is for you. Amen. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. That's what embracing it means. You embrace it. You know, first you see it afar off, then you are persuaded that God is able to do it, then you embrace it for yourself, and you begin to confess it. Those are the four things that are listed in Hebrews 11 and 13. Let's stand to our feet here this morning. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. I can see my situation turning around for my good. Hallelujah. Praise God. I got that message off my chest, you know. I feel good about that. Praise the name of the Lord. To God be the glory. I can feel and I can see my situation turning around for my good. What is it that you have? Look, any situation that is past due in your life. Past due. The situation may be past due. I mean, you should have been like this, but you are not yet there. Well, you can by faith begin to say, I see myself like that. Amen. Amen, folks. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Amen. One song says, well, nobody can call you barren when God says, you know, that you are fruitful. Amen. Nobody can say that you are single when God has said you will be married. Amen. So you can believe God and begin to say it and see yourself that way. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Enlarge your horizon, folks. Think big in the Lord. Don't sell yourself short. Praise the Lord. But for some folks that may not understand that, that's, you know, that has nothing to do with pride. You know, nothing to do with pride. You know, pride is when you don't give the glory or the glory to God. But as long as you're giving the glory to God, you need to speak what God says about you. Jesus himself said, I am from above. I am not from beneath. If I said otherwise, I will be a liar like you. That's what he said. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you need to declare the word of God concerning yourself. Ye are not of this world. And don't sell yourself short. Don't try to be like the people of this world. Because the handwriting is on the wall against this world, saith the Lord. But you need to be separate and come out from among them and touch not the unclean thing. And then sanctify the Lord in your heart and be always ready to give an answer. Hallelujah. The answer of faith. When the devil comes against you, say, why is it? Say, because the Lord has said so. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. You know, I tell you something, folks. Don't ever give the devil the satisfaction of thinking that he got one over you. Because he is a defeated foe. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. If you believe that, give the Lord a hand clap here this morning. I can see everything turn around for my good. I want to ask the praise team, come back up again. And if you believe that things are going to turn around for your good, I want to hear you rejoice. I want to see you come out here and shout the victory. And declare the word of God in your life. If you can see your horizon farther than, you know, when you came in here this morning, perhaps your horizon was only this far to these chairs. By now, it should be farther to the parking lot. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You should be able to see farther off, afar off now, because your faith has been elevated. Hallelujah. The devil tried to clip your wings, folks, but he cannot do it. The devil tried to cover the light of some of you in here. You know, you are a burning and a shining light, but the devil put his hands over the light. The eye of the eagle has seen it, saith the Lord. The Lord has seen it. And the devil tried to clip your wings so that you will not soar high. But let me tell you something, folks. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. And seest thou a man that is diligent in his way? He shall not stand before mean men, but he shall stand before kings. If you are diligent in your ways, diligent in the scriptures, diligent in believing all that is written in the laws and the prophets, and doing all righteousness according to the word of God, you shall stand before kings and not before mean men. If you are also diligent in your ways concerning your studies, your work, and everything like that, you know, God will promote you. Amen. Amen, folks. Never mind the promotion of men. That's nonsense. Promotion comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. When the enemy tried to throw Joseph down, God kept promoting him. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. And you should listen to the message, table in the presence of your enemies. When the devil tried to destroy the children of Israel in the days of Esther and so forth, you know, the very man that plotted to destroy them, he was the one that served up. God used him to serve up the blessing. Hallelujah. Because he pronounced it. He said, well, this is what you will do and so forth, because he thought it was for him. And the king said, well, that's right. You know, I'm going to do it exactly for this man, Mordecai. You know, God can change your situation around. That situation, they were doomed for destruction, and God turned it around and destroyed all their enemies. Hallelujah. No matter what your situation is in here this morning, I can see everything turning around for my good. I can see everything turning around for my good. In Jesus' name. I can see, I want you to be declaring it. I can see that which has been crooked in my life being made straight in Jesus' name. I can see the wilderness becoming springs of water. I can see God making a way for me, even where there has been no way. Hallelujah. I can see everything turning around for my good. And I can also see myself on the road to glory. Hallelujah. For now are we already the sons of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Believe the Lord, and so shall you be established. Believe also his prophets, and so shall you prosper. Everything concerning even your children will turn around for good in Jesus' mighty name. Everything in your life, the one that the enemy has buffeted you with, it will now turn around for your good in the name of Jesus. But you must declare it constantly. You must see the horizon. Even though it be afar off, even though it tarry, wait, because it will not tarry long. It shall surely come to pass, saith the Lord. For everything that the Lord has spoken, not one jot or one tittle of it shall be broken until all be fulfilled, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Have I spoken, and shall I not make good? Am I a God only that is near and not a God afar off? Or am I a God that is afar off and not a God that is near? I am God alone, and there is none else. Lean upon me quickly, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. For in me you shall find rest to your souls. Can you say praise the name of the Lord? Father, Lord, together as the people of God, in one accord, we declare that the enemy shall no longer exact upon us. The son of unrighteousness shall no longer afflict you. The scourge of the tongue shall no longer afflict you. Amen. That's right. Every weapon that is formed against you shall not prosper. And any tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is your heritage, saith the Lord. And your righteousness is from the Lord. We declare as the children of God, for those of you that are parents, the Bible says, and here is the word of the Lord, the Lord shall increase you more and more Ye are your children. And I want you to declare and say, I can see the word of the Lord. I and the children that God has given me are for signs and wonders. That's right. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. The Bible says to the law and the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. So you must speak according to this word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I want you to know, folks, all of this is for the glory of God. Because God is not glorified in the fact when you are perfected, but God is glorified in your victory. The man that was born blind in John chapter 9, 40 years, born of his parents. The disciples asked Jesus, who did sin? This man or his parents, that he was born blind? And Jesus said one of the hardest things in that Bible. Neither yet did this man sin nor his parents. His blindness was not because of anybody's sin. And he dropped something that the works of God might be revealed in him. God was not glorified in his blindness, but God was glorified that day that he was healed. Yes. Hallelujah! Yes. God is never glorified in the fact that you are down, but God is going to be glorified when you bounce right back up. Yes. Hallelujah! Yes. When you put to flight the armies of the enemy, yes, that's when God is glorified. Yes. Hallelujah! Yes. When you say to sin, sin, thou shalt not have dominion over me. I will live a life of righteousness. Hallelujah. That's when God is glorified. Little children, be not deceived. Let no man deceive you and say that nobody can be righteous. The Bible says, he that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. Hallelujah. You must denounce unrighteousness. Hallelujah. Amen. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of his comfort. Hallelujah. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And that law never departs out of his mouth, and he always declares things according to what God's word says. And he shall be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water. Hallelujah! I can see that my tree is blossoming like the palm tree. I can see that my life is blossoming like the palm tree. They that be planted in the house of the Lord, they shall flourish like the palm tree. Hallelujah! I can see my life flourishing. Can you see your life flourishing, folks? Can you see with the eye of faith the miracle that is coming into your life this week? Praise God. Can you see the great things that God is going to do for you the rest of this month? Can you see with the eye of faith? Can you see at the horizon? Is your horizon enlarged? Hallelujah. Can you see afar off? Can you see afar off? Can your faith pull down the things that are still far? Can your faith say to things that are not as though they already are? Hallelujah. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Whatever God has ordained for your life shall come to pass. The enemy cannot thwart the purpose of God in your life. Praise God. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Can you see your head, yourself becoming head and not the tail? Even though you may be tail right now, God said, I have made you head. Praise ye the name of the Lord. God said, you will be a lender and not a borrower. Hallelujah. Praise ye the name of the Lord. The Bible also says that you shall build houses and inhabit them. You shall not build and labor for another to enjoy. You shall no more put money in a bag of holes. Hallelujah. Can you see your life flourishing according to the word of God? Can you see it? Can you see it, folks? I can see it, folks. I can see my life flourishing. And I can see this church filled with souls. Hallelujah. can see this church filled with souls for the kingdom of God. Because he said, go to the highways and byways and bring them in. Compel them to come in so that my house shall be filled. I can see it happening. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Wave your hands before the Lord. I want everybody to shout hallelujah. God bless you all. Have a wonderful week. We love you.